producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, I can't stand when these studies come out and you hear the quote-unquote fattest states in the United States. I hate that. I'm looking at all these sources, and you have plenty of states going, yay, we're not in the fattest state anymore. Woo-hoo! Yay, and people are all excited. But I got to be honest. It's not exciting at all when the fact that we have to have these studies and these reports. And I don't think it's just once a year. To me, it seems like this seems happening. We always get these reports. Which state is the most fat? Which state is the most unhealthy? Which state is the most happy? I think we get a lot of these. A little bit too many for my taste. But here we are. This is a study from the Journal of American Medical Association, JAMA Internal Medicine. Studies showed that 75% of Americans are technically at least somewhat overweight. So basically what they're saying is if you took four people from across the country, the odds are that only one of them is maintaining a healthy weight. That's it. All right? So that means the rest of us. So we're talking about obesity is now taking. You remember, it used to be 30 to 40% of us were obese, and 50% of us obese. Now they're saying 75% of us are obese. This is not fun at all. So, Wallet Hub has put together a list based on, I guess, math and science and, I don't know, everything else they've done. And these are the fattest states of the country. In the top 10, rounding out, was North Dakota. Then came Oklahoma. Then Alabama, Kentucky, Arkansas. South Carolina came in at number 5. Number 4 was Tennessee. Number 3 was West Virginia. Number 2 was Louisiana. And number 1, Mississippi. So Mississippi won the most obese state. Now, Mississippi gets that a lot. Usually any of the stroke belt, the southern belt, they call it the stroke belt, Louisiana, Mississippi, Georgia, Alabama, those. Although Georgia didn't make the list. I was pretty happy about that. I think I was in Atlanta. I didn't see a lot of overweight people. So I think maybe, in Georgia. I don't know. But, this is pretty, pretty, frustrating. Now, who was the skinniest? I guess Colorado and Hawaii seem to be at the top of that list. But, and everybody kind of jokes about it, and you'll see these stories going, yay, we are one of the fattest cities. Yeehaw. Here's my concern, okay? This should not even be, and I understand there's always going to be some sort of a rating, okay? Who's the heaviest, who's not, et cetera. I get that. But 75% of us, what's going on here? What's so different? Okay, well, a lot of you guys are blaming what's in our food. Okay, but I think we should take some of the blame ourselves. True, a lot of food is sugary. A lot of food is fattening. Now with this high fructose corn syrup that we thought was a good idea, when they started using it a lot more in the 90s and the year 2000s, et cetera, not so much a good idea. Maybe natural sugar was a little better. But we're only supposed to be taking in about 25 grams of sugar a day. That's about six teaspoons of sugar? I need to double check. All right. Most of us get that in our first bite of breakfast. And we didn't used to eat breakfast the way we do now. Okay, breakfast used to wake up, maybe have a couple eggs, okay, maybe have some milk, maybe have some juice. Okay, now it's all about breakfast cereals and breakfast bars or a slice of cake or a muffin or a bagel. Alright, okay, that's not right. Remember, when your body doesn't know what the heck to do with the food you're giving it, its metabolism is gonna slow. I think a lot of our metabolisms have slowed down. Now the funny thing is that may be an evolutionary quality. Okay, if your body knows how to hold on to fat, and knows how to, you know, prevent you from being hungry, that's an evolutionary trait. You know, one of the reasons why we're obese is because we're evolving in the correct direction. If we had a super hyper metabolism, we'd be starving. So we've trained ourselves to have a slower metabolism. And then we make that worse with all the crap that we eat. And then on top of that, we make that worse with the fact that we drive to work. We don't walk to work. We don't walk anywhere. You know, maybe we go out to the mailbox and that's it. Luckily, many of you go to the gym, and I'm proud of you guys because you guys are keeping your weight down. But as you know, it takes a lot of work. But we don't. We take elevators. Now, every place has to have an elevator. Well, because I don't want to take the stairs because I don't want to get sweaty, and I'm in heels, etc. In the olden days, you took the stairs. You know, in New York, you took the stairs. Okay? And you took a lot of them. Yeah, I understand elevators have been around for a while, but many of you, if you only had to go up 4 or 5 flights, you wouldn't take an elevator. Now we do. So we are walking less. It's a problem. So my suggestion is, okay, let's take a look at what you're eating. Take a look how you're eating it. In any way you could cut back on sugar, okay, in a form of bread, in a form of rice. You know, one of my favorite dishes is arroz con pollo, where I have rice and chicken and cheese, and I love it. I mix it up in a big bowl. Another thing I like to do is take wild rice and have some ground beef in it, and I could just eat that in droves. That is sugar, okay? I'd recommend let's swap some salads in there. Let's swap some fish. Every meal you could swap, you're going to add life. You're going to add some longevity to your life. When we come back from break, we're going to be talking about the diet soda and the soda being linked to heart failure. This is ridiculous. Now, many of you are like, Dahlia, I don't understand these studies. We're living longer. So you're telling me sugar's toxic. It's going to give us heart failure. We're still dying later than we used to die. Well, yeah, we are. But that doesn't mean, you know, to eat like crap still. You know, it doesn't mean it's okay. You know, my father had a heart attack in his 60s. Yeah, he outlived many people of his time, but still way too young because he'd be alive still today. And that's frustrating for somebody like me who's a doctor. And why? Well, he used to drink a Pepsi a day. He loved his Pepsi Cola. But that was just one Pepsi a day. He really wasn't that much of a sweet eater. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DAI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is heartbreaking. We have a 9-year-old Ohio boy who has died during football practice. Apparently, he was found unconscious by the coaches, according to the Meigs County Sheriff's Office, who was investigating the death. Wyatt Barber was practicing with the Big Bend Youth Football League when he was found unresponsive by a coach after the team took a break from running sprints. Authorities were called. Coaches performed CPR on the third grader until medics arrived. He died later that night. Sheriff Keith Wood told People Magazine that the players had been playing a scrimmage, run-throughs during the light practice, and weren't making any contact. People reported that police were not aware of any health conditions or problems that Barber might have had. The exact cause of death is still being determined. There has been a GoFundMe page set up for the Boyce family. It's already raised about $6,000 of its $15,000 goal. They say the staff, students, and community of Eastern Local would like to express our sincere condolences to the family during this very unfortunate time, according to Scott Gein, Eastern Local School District Superintendent. How horrible. Grief counseling is being offered by the district for the boys' classmates. The football league is not affiliated with the school district. And, of course, this boy's death is the latest in a string of football-related fatalities, including Evan Murray, who was a New Jersey high school quarterback who died in October after suffering an injury during the game. I still think Evan Murray might have had mono because his classmate said he was tired during the game and he had a spleen rupture. So you wonder if he unfortunately had mono that had not been yet diagnosed, and the spleen was swollen, and he ended up, unfortunately, having abdominal trauma, and then later a laceration, and then dying. I love football. I love watching football. I love that my kid played football last season. But I got to tell you, these injuries. And now this little boy, this third grader, to me, this sounds like he had a heart condition that was undiagnosed. When somebody collapses after running sprints, then that to me means there could have been some sort of a cardiomyopathy, a heart condition that unfortunately did not allow him to output the cardiac output he needed. Now, many kids need sports physicals. In fact, I think all across the country, you need to have sports physicals before you play. And one thing we do when we do a sports physical is we listen to the heart very thoroughly. We check your pulses. We see if try to determine if you have a murmur, breathing in and out, leaning forward, those kinds of things. And, if he did have a cardiac condition, I'm wondering if we need to do a little bit better a job at, like offering ultrasounds of the heart. I think everybody should really have an ultrasound of the heart if they're going to be doing sports or exercising heavy or running around on the playground. And they shouldn't be that expensive. It's an ultrasound. No radiation. It's an ultrasound. And I would love at least that. Maybe a baseline EKG. Again, not very expensive. But I think all of these students or any athlete, adult, kid, we should have that done because I think there's a lot of missed heart diseases. A lot of kids have innocent murmurs. And many doctors are like, it's a Still's murmur. It's innocent. There are certain ways to listen to a murmur and determine if it's something isn't right. I always encourage my parents of my patients, look, if you want, let your kid get a stress test by a get a echocardiogram from a pediatric cardiologist. Let them take a look. Make sure the heart is good. Make sure the septum and the walls and the valves are good. All right. And if your child is in very, very high, heavy sports, have them do a stress test. Let's see what your heart does when it's stressed. I think it's extremely important. And many of us don't have the money. We don't have the means. But I got to tell you, that would be the coolest thing. All right. If we could figure out how to get that set up. At each school, maybe what we do is we bring in a echocardiogram machine and we get a local cardiologist to volunteer, maybe. Ultrasound. I know it's hard because of liability. That's the hard part. Somebody's going to get sued for something. So you don't have a lot of doctors wanting to go out there on a limb and perform, medicine off-site because their malpractice may not cover them. But if not, then I would recommend all parents get this done. And maybe we have some centers set up throughout the city where kids could get it done throughout the year and show that their echocardiogram is normal. And if it's not, and I know people are saying, Dahlia, the amount of kids having some sort of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy or a dilated cardiomyopathy or any sort of cardiomyopathy is rare. That's going to be a waste of money. I'm sorry, a 9-year-old boy is a waste. Okay, we lost a 9-year-old boy. I don't give a damn how much it costs. And again, it can't be that expensive. Okay? And maybe $5-$10 per, you're talking about, I don't know, 100,000 kids. You'll make your money back on that echocardiogram machine. Have the doctor read it. We could figure out something with, some sort of, malpractice rider for the doctors that do that. or the radiologists that do that, but I don't know. I mean, I'm sick of hearing athletes or even, you know, marathon runners, you know, drop and die. I know it's not a lot. It's rare. So they say more students are now abandoning high school football amid injury fears. They say Bay State high school football teams have seen their numbers plummet as athletes avoid the violent sport and rising concerns over head injuries. There's been forfeited games, and coaches have had to fill the spots with players who weren't always cut out for the task. That also raised players' own risk of injury. Head coach at Carver High School, Mike Fracalosi, according to BostonHerald.com, says everybody is very concerned about the kids getting hurt. He has coached for 26 years. He says he is 10 players short on his varsity squad. Younger people are getting turned off, and parents are pushing kids to other sports not as prone to head injuries. In Boston Public Schools, total student football enrollment fell from 493 in the 2009-2010 school year to 434 in the 2014-2015 school year, and South Boston's high school team had to forfeit twice. So, you know, they're talking about different high schools, etc. There have been 14,000 sports-related head injuries alone in the 2013-2014 academic year, up nearly 25% over the prior year, and football concussion crisis has exploded nationally in recent years after a number of pro players showed potentially life-altering effects of head injuries. The suicide of former New England Patriots linebacker Junior Seau, who killed himself back in 2012, made us realize, okay, we need to really stop and look at this. So, what's going on here? And why is football getting more and more dangerous when we have, you know, much more padding and safety, you know, regimens in place? One thing I think of is these kids feel like it's armor, okay? You're out there playing soccer. You're going to be less likely to headbutt somebody than you being in an NFL-grade helmet, okay? You know, I've been watching football. It to me looks like, I don't know if there's more testosterone going on out there. I don't know. But these people look pumped. I've even been watching some of these interviews, some of these pre-game interviews. I don't want to say which one, but one guy seemed like he was on speed. He was talking so fast and the way he was blinking, and I'm like, oh no. You know, I hope we don't see an injury today. I mean, we're talking about bigger people. All right, you know, in football, you used to be, you know, running up against, you know, 120-pound boys. Now you're up against 250, 300-pound boys. Okay, these are big guys. I think my grandfather, when he played football back in the, I think, 30s, he was like 165. Okay, we're talking about kids 100-plus, almost twice the size now, And so more injuries. People have padding. They think they're inevitable. You have coaches yelling at them to get in there. People want to perform. People, you know, I mean, they take their football seriously. I remember watching kids play football and the parents who were prior football players, you know, coaching them, you got to go in, you got to do it, you got to be more aggressive, you got to do this. And they're right. You know, I mean, when you play, you back off and you kid and glove, you're not going to be able to do the play. The problem is getting in and taking on somebody who's 260 pounds. That's rough. So a lot of parents pulling their kids out of football. My kid's going to be playing lacrosse this next semester. Injuries there, too. You got injuries with soccer. You got injuries with all of them. But it's a shame. It really is. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DACADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so let me see where to start. Let's talk about this soda study. All right? They say men who drink 2 or more glasses of soda or other sweetened drinks a day may be at higher risk of heart failure, according to a Swedish study. So they looked at sugary beverages, and they also looked at diet soda, by the way. All right, so diet soda as well. And they found Hold on a second. Let me get exactly right here. How much? 23% higher risk of developing heart failure. Now, what is heart failure? Well, it's when the muscle of the heart can't pump like it's supposed to. The heart is a pump. So it's supposed to take that muscle, and it is supposed to eject the blood throughout the heart. And when it ejects the blood throughout the heart, blood gets to where it needs to go. And it could perfuse your brain, it could perfuse your arms and legs and kidneys and liver, etc. When your heart pump is not working as well, and it starts to get a little boggy and it starts to get a little weak, then what ends up happening is you don't get as much blood in the pump pushed out to where it needs to go. And you start to get kind of some sluggishness in a way in terms of back pressure. This back pressure causes leg swelling, swelling in the veins of your neck. You seem to also have some trouble breathing because you start to get some fluid buildup in the lungs and things just aren't moving as easily. And heart failure, I know it sounds worse than it is, but it means your heart is failing. And a failing heart is not something you want. You know, I mean, you could have a failing elbow and still live. You have a failing heart? No. So a wide range of research, they said, looked at 42,400 men over 12 years and found 3,600 cases of a positive association between a sweetened beverage consumption and heart failure. It looked at 509 people who died of the condition. So the sweetened drinks they looked at were Diet Coke, Pepsi Max, and other beverages using artificial sweeteners, many of which are marketed as quote-unquote diet options in the absence of sugar. So in the medical journal Heart, the researchers added, our study findings suggest sweetened beverage consumption could contribute to heart failure development. These findings could have implications for heart failure prevention strategies. I'm going to tell you one of my strategies, okay? So we know that sweetened beverages or even diet soda link to heart failure, obesity, diabetes. Yes, diet soda, obesity. We talked about why. Your body's expecting real food. It just tastes the sugar. It doesn't know what the hell to do with that. And then you end up shooting out all this insulin. Your body's like, hold on, we're still waiting for food. Nobody burned anything yet. Your metabolism slows. You end up packing on weight. Or your body goes into starvation mode thinking, you know what, we better store up. Something's not right. So here's the thing. I think what ended up probably the biggest factor to us drinking as much soda as we are is the value meal. You know, when we wanted to get something to eat, okay, you would go and pick up a burger or whatever. Well, now a lot of times it comes with a Coke. It's a better value to have a drink. And many of us don't drink water. We don't drink from the drinking fountain anymore. We're so afraid of drinking water from the tap that we're drinking bottled water. Many of you guys are like, well, for bottled water, all right, I might as well drink a soda pop. And so our fast food, going to fast food, and being as, I guess diligent about, you know, all right, I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to get the best deal ever, ends up, I think, causing us to drink a lot more diet sodas than we should. And yes, you could get an iced tea at McDonald's or something, but you know, people don't want to do that. They're like, you know what, we are already, you know, here, why don't I just have the soda pop? So I think that's a biggie. I also think people really, really are craving sweet. You know, I mean, they're not allowed to crave nicotine anymore. We have to drink less. Okay, there's a lot of things we, you know, have to now not do. Okay, and we also need energy. A lot of us are not getting good sleep. So what is the quickest way to get some energy? Sucking on something sugary. Trust me, I'm looking right now at my studio, and I have these little candy wrappers, and all. I mean, you know, I am just as guilty. And, you know, is it for the taste, or is it because I just want something sweet? I got right here some Doves. I'm reading this right now. Doves blueberries. Okay, I got the blueberries because I want it to be healthy, but I'm taking a look at this 25 grams of sugar. Okay, 25 grams of sugar per serving. That's my daily sugar right there. Not good. So we need to stop doing value meals. We need to stop going to fast food. Okay, we need to bring our own drinks. And I would say, you know what, stop the water bottles. Put water in a glass bottle or maybe not aluminum container, but a stainless steel container. I really think we need to stop it with the plastics. I really don't trust always drinking and eating out of plastic. I don't like plastic. But that's what I would recommend. Get rid of aluminum cans. Get rid of soda pop. Get rid of plastic bottles, exercise more, stop, getting poor sleep and Facebooking and social media-izing for, hours into the night, so you don't need that kind of energy, and we'll switch things up. A lot of you guys have gone to Red Bull and Monster, and a lot of them have sugar, too. You got to be careful with that. So interesting, we've been looking at these fast food restaurant calorie counts, and a study at New York University said the availability of nutritional information at fast food restaurants like McDonald's, Wendy's, KFC, Burger King have not affected people's fast food eating habits. Duh. All right. People don't go to KFC because they're on a diet and watching their weight. Okay. And watching what they eat. They're going to KFC because they really want some fried chicken. The study sought to find the effect of New York City's requirement for fast food restaurants to include caloric information on their menu boards. The survey conducted at New York City University in 2008 indicated that a little under half of consumers even noticed the calorie counts on the menu boards. The survey, which was conducted just after the requirement were put into effect, noticed that just 1 in 10 customers were influenced to change their order based on the caloric information. They say the numbers have dropped since the 2008 survey, meaning that even less are affected by the information. This was a part of the Affordable Health Care Act. All right? They wanted to fight obesity. So they wanted to mandate all fast food restaurants to display caloric information. And I said this was just going to cost restaurants more money. And now all the prices are going to go up in the restaurant. And I was right. Foods, they would probably go up anyway, but still. So now they had to redo their menus. They had to spend money. Figuring this out, that money had to be passed on to the consumer. We're now paying more for our products, and nobody is reading the caloric intake. All right, and for restaurants, that's got to stink a little bit. So let's say you were thinking about getting a drink with your meal. Then you see the calories in your meal. You're like, I'm not going to have a drink. That's good that you're not going to have a drink that's going to save calories. Bad for the restaurant. So basically, restaurants had to, sluggishly put this on and, possibly take the risk of not getting as much business as they like. In 2013, researchers reported 45% of respondents noticed the calorie counts, which represented a 6-point drop. I mean, here's the thing that's interesting. Many of us, we just don't pay attention. You know what you want. So you go into a McDonald's, you want a quarter pounder and some fries, and, it could say 550 calories next to it. You're not going to care. The other thing, too, is remember what I said. Many people don't think that this whole calorie in equals calories out really is the truth. Okay? Many people are realizing that, you could have a 150-calorie, cookie, and you'll still gain weight. So I think the calories aren't really, the calories aren't meaning much. I think what really hits home is knowing you have to run 7 miles to burn this off. The problem is companies can't put that up because we really don't know. We've been finding that if you decide to run 7 miles, okay, it may not really burn off or reverse the effect that that Big Mac did. We don't know. So you won't see that written there. So, was it a waste of time? Was it a waste of money? I think any education is worth it, but I'm not surprised that it didn't do much. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites,
and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions. For a healthy, comfortable home.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is very interesting. All right, The Independent has this article saying that the UK has one of the worst healthcare systems in the developed world, and this is according to the NHS. They say in a damning new report, it says that the UK has one of the worst healthcare systems and an outstandingly poor record of preventing ill health. They say hospitals are now so short-staffed and under-equipped that people are dying needlessly because of a chronic lack of investment. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, I guess, as I guess came out with this report, and apparently the national health system, the NHS, is cash-strapped, and they're worried because they are heading for a winter crisis. They say staff are too rushed to improve levels of care that have in many areas fallen below countries such as Turkey, Portugal, and Poland. Almost 75,000 more doctors and nurses are needed to match standards in similar countries. And the OECD said in its annual Health at a Glance, comparing the quality of healthcare across 34 countries. They say your access to care is good. The quality of care in the UK is poor to mediocre across several key health areas. Obesity levels are dire, and the NHS is struggling to get even the basics right. The report said, citing a lack of investment over the last 6 years. Britain was placed on par with Chile and Poland as countries still lagging behind the best performers in survival following diagnosis for different types of cancer. I'm not seeing where they rank the United States in this. The UK came 21 out of 23 countries on cervical cancer survival, 20th out of 23 countries on breast and bowel cancer, 19th out of 31 countries on stroke. So they've called for urgent attention to combat high rates of smoking, harmful alcohol consumption, obesity, which are all above the OECD average. Apparently 19% of adults, according to them, are obese on average. In the UK, it's up to 25%. Yet in America, I think it's even worse than that. They say survival after hospital admission for heart attack and stroke is improving, but it's still worse than many other OECD countries, including Canada, Italy, the Netherlands, and Spain. Okay. You know, as we've been dealing with our healthcare issue, many people have brought up Canada, or they've brought up Britain, Great Britain, and they said, look, they could do it. If they could do it, we could do it. They say the OECD average number of nurses and doctors is 9.1 and 3.3 per 1,000 population, respectively. Yet in the UK, it's down to 8.2 and 2.9. Nine countries, including Greece, Italy, Portugal, have more doctors per head. I want to look up this report on what's going on with America. But I gotta tell you, I'm not having high hopes. It stinks. I understand that some places may be able to do things better. But where I'm concerned, I see what's going on right now. And I'm seeing what my patients are dealing with. And I'm extremely frustrated. And so don't be telling me, okay, well, they do better in these other countries, because it looks like no. And these other countries are having issues as well. If I am able to get the medical report, I'm not seeing any sources providing that on how the U.S. is doing. From what I'm understanding, okay, hold on a second. The life expectancy has gone up. All right, let me see here. I'm reading this right now. The average age of men and women, 78.8 years. We are 27th in life expectancy among 34 countries. 4 years ago, we lived a year longer, but today we have fallen well below the median. We also have more per capita expenditure, spending 2.5 times more than average within the OECD, which also includes a handful of emerging economies from Mexico and Turkey. Life expectancy at birth measures how long someone born today would live if current mortality rates would apply. Lifespan across all of these nations were 80.5 years in 2013. Japan, 83.4 years, along with Switzerland and Spain, topped the charts for life expectancy. And then at the bottom of OECD, 34 strong ranking were Slovakia, Hungary, last place Mexico. Life expectancy was 9 years less than Japan or Spain. So they say several factors account for the poor and declining life expectancy in the U.S. Maybe it's our weak public health sector. Maybe it's the millions of Americans who remain uninsured or underinsured. They say illegal drug use, high income inequality, high rates of obesity, traffic accidents, homicide, that also pushes lifespans down. Smoking's gone down, but we still smoke. Believe it or not, we've ranked last on the obesity index. And meaning most obese, but we were healthy in terms of tobacco consumption because we smoke less. Austria, Estonia, France, and Hungary scored very poorly across two risk categories, smoking and drinking. Hungarians, beat everybody. Sweden and Norway were the only countries among the 34, in which all three risk factors remained low. All right, sorry, they had a typo in that article. Okay, so, you know, we all stink. Okay, that's what I get from this, right? We all stink. But, you know, these socialized countries, okay, there's high taxes. Everybody seems to pay. But it seems like they still don't have enough money. Healthcare is going to cost more. And people are demanding more. People want more. I have people coming going, I want an MRI. Why? I think I got a brain tumor. Now, that's very scary. When I thought I had a brain tumor, it was very, very scary for me. So I understand that. Okay? But I want my insurance to pay for it all. Your insurance may not. I get that all the time. I want a whole blood panel, but I want insurance to pay for it all. Now, trust me, you're paying those kinds of premiums that I think you're paying. You're right, insurance should pay for it all. But the truth of the matter is, all right, we don't have the stratification of, if you want more, you pay more. I have people complain so much that they have to pay a $15 copay. They don't want to pay a copay. All right, and mind you, if you're paying a lot for insurance, I think the copay is stupid. I get that. All right, we doctors need the copay because if the insurance decides not to pay at all, the only thing we have to live on is that $15 that you're paid. Okay, or whoever, whatever is being paid up front. But you have this idea that I should be able to get this for free. Or if I pay for my insurance, that's all I have to do, I'm done. If I go to the doctor, that's all I have to do, I should be healthy. You don't have people taking on responsibility that they have to do certain things. If you want to get an MRI, if you want to get a carotid ultrasound, if you want to get extra tests, it's going to pay more. What I think we need to do, not a public option, no, by no means. But what I think we need to do is have basic health insurance that insurance companies offer. Okay, your basics for your coughs and colds, your physicals, etc. If men want PSAs and prostate stuff, they could pay extra. If women want mammograms, they pay extra. If somebody wants birth control, pap smears, they pay a little extra stratosphere of that. See, people are like, why am I paying for women's mammograms and their breast cancer and their ultrasounds? I'm a man. Okay, fine, then that's how we do it. We have men's plans, we have female plans. Okay, they'll both probably cost the same. But this way you don't feel like you're paying for somebody else. People don't like to feel like they're paying for somebody else, especially when they're paying a lot. Okay, so we have basic healthcare coverage, and then the more you want, the more you pay. And I don't want a socialized system by any means. Okay, these are going to be private companies, all right, that are going to be vying for your business, offering you certain deals. You will be allowed an MRI once this year. Your kid will be allowed one echocardiogram for the heart. I mean, and you pay. If you want two echocardiograms or more, you pay a little more. But this idea of, you know what, I paid once and that's all I'm going to pay, it just isn't working. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Whey is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld.com. W-H-E-Y.com.